T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll have some incredible guests throughout the course of the day. And joining us right now are both, and you know, every time we start one of these, I get nervous about screwing up a pronunciation. Please tell me it's pronounced like it looks.
It is.
Oh, thank God. Carolyn Grape is with us. She is from Weston. Dr. Catherine Thornton is with us as well. Good to see you, doctor.
Hi.
Let's start with you, Carolyn. 20 years old, from Weston, and you were in your freshman year at Connecticut College, and they said, guess what?
Yep, guess what? You have cancer. You know, I was flourishing in my first year. I absolutely loved every single second of it, and I was just totally uprooted in March when I found out. So my whole world was turned upside down, but, you know, Dr. Thornton and everyone at Dana-Farber and my family and my friends, everyone's been behind me through this whole thing. So would not be able to do it without them.
How did you find out? What was it that made you realize something was off, and what led to the diagnosis?
So I was experiencing a lot of stomach pain and bloating and just discomfort. You know, I was 19 at the time. Being 19, I didn't suspect, you know, that it would be something so serious. You know, you're supposed to be in the peak of your life, you know, young and healthy. I was young and healthy otherwise. And then, so I never even imagined. And then, you know, I went to the emergency room. I was actually on a vacation with my family in Florida. And they did a scan of my abdomen, and they found a mass. And so then that started this whole journey.
Dr. Thornton, we were told that what Carolyn dealt with is pretty rare. And by that meaning what?
Incredibly rare. There's probably less than 100 people diagnosed every year in the United States with Caroline's kind of cancer. So it's incredibly challenging as a patient to be faced with something that you can't Google, you know, which...
That's usually better, by the way.
That might be a good thing, yeah. Right. And it's also frustrating for the caretakers because, you know, you're really reaching out to, in my case, a community of doctors that specialize in rare tumors. And, you know, I'm fortunate at Dana-Farber to be able to be surrounded by such people and have an incredible network of people across the world that we could reach out to on Carolyn's behalf to try to come up with a good treatment regimen for her.
How did you wrap your mind around it when all of a sudden, like you said, you're in college, you're having a great time, you're healthy, and now you need to get surgery, you need to get chemotherapy? I mean, things that you have heard of. I mean, everybody's heard of chemotherapy, but now it's you. How did you wrap your mind around it?
Honestly, it was kind of like all of my worst fears just happening at once. But it really has tested kind of my inner strength in a way that I never would have imagined. And I've been shocked at how I've been able to handle this with the support of everyone. I would not be able to do it without everyone. But, you know, there was really no way to wrap my head around it. It was happening, you know. I had no control over it. I was going to have to just go with the flow and roll with the punches, and that's what I've been doing. So
I find myself asking this question a lot. Mm-hmm. You look great. I mean, you look like there's nothing wrong at all. I mean, is that how you feel?
Honestly, I do feel a lot better, like than I did in the winter before I was diagnosed. And, you know, that's thankful for great treatment and for great care.
What have you been doing all summer?
I've been doing actually a lot. So even though I have this diagnosis, you know, it hasn't stopped me from doing the things that I love. I got a job. I was selling knives.
Selling knives? What's your pitch? Try to sell me a knife
now.
Let's say
you're putting me on the spot.
How would you sell a knife to me?
You know, I have to go through the whole pitch. You can call me later.
Would you have like a demo too? Would you go out there and be like, look at this, it's sawn through bark? Is it one of those?
I would actually cut through rope. Leather.
Nice.
Sold.
Yep.
I'll take some knives after this.
Great. Perfect. I'll give you my business card. So I sold knives. I'm doing an independent study. I want to be a psych major. So I'm doing an independent study with one of the deans at my college. That's been super fascinating. Spent a ton of time at the beach and in Vermont with friends and, you know, I've had friends come to my appointments, and overall, if not for this diagnosis, I would say that this has been a fantastic summer.
Dr. Thornton, how much does attitude matter? Because Carolyn seems to kind of have that part licked.
It's I think it's 95% of everything. So, you know, and sometimes as the oncologist, it's really hard to say, okay, Caroline, slow down a little bit. Let's rein it in.
Did she sell you a knife?
I'll be waiting for mine in the mail later on. It's fantastic to have a good attitude and just stay optimistic and roll with the punches, as Caroline said. And that's all you can do, you know.
Now, your family's here as well with you. I mean, I can only imagine how supportive they have been. It had to be shocking news to them as well, but without them, who knows where you'd be.
Exactly. No, I'm so grateful. I mean, I have my stepmom, my mom, my dad, and my sister here with me. Everyone says that my sister looks older than me. She's younger than me.
She doesn't she had to say put that she looks in older there, right? than you, though. Yeah. She doesn't say that.
No, she loves to rub it in. Oh, thank you.
Well, it was great to visit with you. Great to meet you guys. Dr. Thornton, thank you. Carolyn, it's great to see you guys and your family, and you look terrific.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks
Good
for having
to see you. Carolyn Grape joining us and Dr. Thornton. We continue on here. By the way, let me just help you guys out, okay? You can team up with WEEI Nesson, the Boston Red Sox, and the Arbella Insurance Foundation to strike out cancer. Call 877-738-1234 to give now. And help us reach our goal of $75,000 by the end of the show. I think that's a modest goal. I'd like to do better than that, please. That's our goal, but we hope to do better. We continue on. We're live at Fenway Park. It's the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.